Hello, everybody, and welcome to this presentation of St. Lucie Mets Baseball on the Bally Live app, new live video broadcast home of minor league baseball. If you aren't watching on the Bally Live app, download for free today. You're looking at Clover Park in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida, site of this afternoon's ball game between the homestanding St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Clearwater Threshers, or the single-A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. Today, we have the fifth and final game of a six-game series for you. One game has been canceled. So today we have a rubber match, a rare rubber match in the minor leagues. Threshers won the first two games on Tuesday and Wednesday. The Mets won a pair of games yesterday to shock the Threshers. So each team is 2-2 in this series. And John, as we welcome you up into the broadcast booth, Adam McDonald, John DiStefano. John, that was probably the best day the Mets have had at the ballpark this year, considering the way they played. They won two games, and they did it against a tough opponent.
Yeah, what a shocking victory it was. Again, if you would have told me at the beginning of the series that the Threshers would take the first two games and the Mets would strike back yesterday with a doubleheader sweep, I would have told you those were pretty long odds. But really a top-to-bottom team victory. All the pitchers involved for St. Lucie had terrific appearances. The hitting really came alive. They gathered totals of 9 and 10 hits, and they were able to connect them with runners in scoring position. So really a terrific pair of victories, and now the Mets will go for their first series win all year.
Very quietly, the Mets are on an extremely good run here, their best of the season. They have won four of their last six games, trying to make it 5 out of 7 before they hit the road to Fort Myers on Tuesday. We'll take a quick break on Bally Live on the pregame show. When we come back to Clover Park, we'll have a look around the Florida State League and the starting pitching matchup, which features a surprise for the St. Lucie Mets.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
One last plate meeting between these two teams this season. J.R. Murphy, interim manager for Clearwater. Gilbert Gomez, the manager for the Mets. Home plate umpire is Kenny Garcia. We have the challenge system today. And on the bases is Nobu Goto. While those gentlemen discuss the ground rules and exchange lineup cards, let's take a look around the Florida State League. The Mets, with the two wins yesterday, improved their record to 12-31, trying to come out of the MILB basement. Palm Beach still leads the way by two games over Jupiter. Palm Beach won yesterday. Jupiter lost. Daytona hanging around, but probably too far back right now. Seven games out and in third place. Over in the West, despite losing twice yesterday, it's still a healthy lead for the Threshers. They are up 7 on Fort Myers, 7.5 up on Bradenton, and 8 up on Dunedin. So those three teams still hanging around, but getting down to about the 20-game mark left in the first half. A lot of work to be done. Lakeland and Tampa essentially out of contention. Games around the Florida State League today and in the Mets organization. We have a noon doubleheader between Fort Myers and Dunedin. Tampa is at Palm Beach at noon. Jupiter at Bradenton at noon. And Lakeland at Daytona is the late game at 5 o'clock. In the Mets organization, Brooklyn host Winston-Salem at 2. Brooklyn's won 2 in a row. Binghamton hosting Richmond at 6:35. AAA Syracuse hosting Louisville at 6:35. And the Mets and the Colorado Rockies in a rubber game at 3:10 Eastern time. Be able to watch the end of that once this game wraps up. As we look at the starting pitching matchup for today's game, surprise for the Mets, Eliezer Hernandez is making a major league rehab start. It'll be his first appearance for the Mets organization. He was acquired in a trade from Miami along with Jeff Brigham in November in exchange for Franklin Sanchez, a former St. Lucie Met and a player to be named later, who eventually turned into Jake Mangum. Hernandez, right shoulder strain at the end of March, will pitch just the first inning today. And the starter for the Threshers is Estebanzon Jimenez, a 21-year-old righty from San Felipe, Venezuela. This will be his sixth game and his fifth start. He's 1-0 with a 3.12 ERA. That one win came against the Mets. It was in his season debut on April 27th. Mets going to take the field any moment now once Hernandez is ready to come out. And then we'll be ready to go in this final game of this long homestand. It started as a 12-game in 13-day span homestand, but rain will lead to one cancellation, so 11 games in 13 days. And it all comes to an end today. Mets are taking the field in their home white jerseys. Everybody else trickling out of the dugout for the national anthem, which is upon us. For that, we send it to public address announcer Evan Nye. And now it's almost go time for the Mets and Threshers. One last time between these two teams. Threshers won the first 8 games of this season series. The Mets have won the most recent 2. Mets trying to end this homestand with a 5-6 record. Sounds a lot better than 4-7. Remember, this is a series or a homestand that featured the Mets hosting the two top teams in the league, Palm Beach and Clearwater. The Mets have held their own. Now they turn to Eliezer Hernandez making the Major League rehab start. It'll be one inning and done for Hernandez. Then he will turn it over to Joelmy Ramirez, the originally scheduled starter for the Mets. Hernandez represented his native Venezuela in the World Baseball Classic, landed on the injured list the end of March with a right shoulder strain. He's on the 15-day IL, and they moved him to the 60-day IL, a procedural move to get Michael Perez on the Mets roster. Perez back now in AAA. Hernandez came up through the Royals system, then was selected by the Marlins in the Rule 5 draft, and he had pitched from Miami from 2018 through last season. 2019 with the Marlins, 21 games, 15 starts. 11 games, 11 starts with Miami in 2021. And last year, 20 games, 10 starts for Hernandez, a swing man, which the Mets could use at the major league level after they lost Trevor Williams to the Nationals in the offseason via free agency. So Hernandez begins his journey back to the majors this afternoon. This will be the first pitch for him in the Mets system. He will face off against Brian Rincon. First pitch is on the way. It's swung on and missed, and we are underway here at Clover Park. First pitch at 12:11. It's 80 degrees and partly cloudy. Thanks for coming all. Let's make it a good one. As Rincon swings through a fastball, it's nothing and two.
Exciting times at the park today, Adam. Mets going for their first series win all year and trying to put together their second winning streak of the season.
Fastball swung on and missed, and Eliezer Hernandez, a three-pitch strikeout to begin this rehab assignment. One away.
One of the major reasons their last couple of victories have happened is they've had some starting pitching that has gotten off the ball rolling very early and off to some very good starts.
Fastball called the ball to Justin Crawford. Hernandez getting Major League pitch clock rules. As the 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed, that means 15 seconds with nobody on base, 20 seconds if a runner should reach, as opposed to the minor leagues rules of 14 seconds and 18 seconds. The 1-1 pitch is blooped into foul ground, long run by Reimer, and he can't quite get there. With Crawford at the plate, let's take a look at the rest of the Threshers lineup. Otto Kemp will bat third. Gabriel Rinconis Jr. cleanup. Jordan Byers hits fifth. Jordan Disson sixth. Jack Castillo seventh. Kate Fergus and Fraleman Yeti. Yeti a big hit in yesterday's game one, but Mets would end up pulling away. A 1-2 pitch is inside. 2-2. Ball fouled away. Crawford, Philly's number four prospect, had a big series against the Mets back in Clearwater in late April. He's been held reasonably in check this week. He awaits the 2-2. Fastball swung on and missed. Hernandez with another strikeout. Back-to-back swinging K's begin this rehab assignment. Another look. Tailing fastball. Gets Crawford chasing. Two down and Otto Kemp. He will take a fast strike on the corner. Home plate umpire Kenny Garcia calling his own balls and strikes today, but we do have the ABS system working in the background so the teams can challenge. Point in challenging that pitch right in there. It's 0-2, and Kemp will use his timeout. Hernandez winds and fires, and it's fouled away. Mets, like John said, have enjoyed great starting pitching in the last six games. Mets have a 4-2 record. These are certainly two things that correlate. No two pitches in the dirt. Mets starter's ERA over the last six games, 2.88. 20 hits in 25 innings. That does include a one-inning start by Lano Ovias on Thursday before rain washed out his full start. Breaking ball. That one's fouled away right side. Kemp, we'll see another. Kemp yesterday in game two, 0-4, three strikeouts. It's 0-4 in the suspended game as well, so tough day at the plate for him. 1-2, breaking ball swung on and missed. Eliezer Hernandez strikes out the side in the first inning. Can't ask for a better rehab appearance than that. One, two, three, go the Threshers.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Welcome back, Clover Park. There's the starting pitcher for Jupiter, Estebenzin Jimenez. He's got one win this season. That came against the Mets. It was his season debut. And now let's meet the Mets starting lineup. Begins with Jet Williams, lead off. Rylan Thomas batting second. Junior Tilley in third. Reimer, Martinez, and Salazar in the middle. Vicencio, Plantigua, and McIntosh round out the Mets' order. Mets' offense had a very nice day across the board yesterday. Hit well with runners in scoring position. 6 for 13 in the first game and 4 for 7 in game 2. Now they get their cuts in against Jimenez. First pitch, a fastball blooped into shallow center, and that is going to fall in. Jet Williams, a base hit in the first pitch. He sees.
Great job there by Williams, being aggressive, attacking the first pitch. The Mets will see this game. They don't always have to be hard. Sometimes placement will get you there. And Williams slumping with the bat a little bit. Maybe that'll turn things around for him.
We had two doubles yesterday across the two games. Now a single here today. Rylan Thomas will come up. He had a nice day as well yesterday. Hits in both games. Two RBI in the first game from the ninth spot. Threshers will check in on Williams, who is safe. Mets the last two games, both yesterday, outscoring Clearwater 5-0 in the first inning. 3-0 in the suspended game, 2-0 in the nightcap. Williams, he's going to try to steal. There he goes. Pitch has popped up. Foul ground. Williams actually retreated. This ball will just make it over the net into the second row.
Oh, he had me fooled on that one, too, Adam. I also thought he was taking off.
I think he had it. He had it. Now the foul ball would have sent him back anyways.
But Jet with that great speed, more than willing to use it. Why not? He's been very effective so far this season when he's taken off.
Does lead the team with 14 steals. Not going on this pitch. A curveball. This is up, and it's 2-1 on Thomas. Fastball foul back at 89. Keeps the count. Two balls, two strikes. Breezy day here at Clover Park. Mostly cloudy. The wind obviously blowing the camera around. In from right field. Tough to hit one out to the berm today. Two-two pitch. Curveball falls away. And it's a full count. Now maybe that increases the odds of Williams trying to take second. There he goes. Popped up on the infield left side. Mignetti over in foul ground. Puts it away for out number one. Upon review, Thomas probably would like to have that one back. Not a bet in the strike zone.
Yeah, he swung at ball four for sure. Real trouble is Williams would have had second swiped easily. He got another good jump. So unfortunately there for Rylan Thomas, spoiling both plays.
Bring up Junior Tillian. And he belts one deep left field. This will chase Fergus back over his head, bouncing off the wall. Williams flying around. Here comes the relay. The throw from Rincon, the shortstop, is going to be in time. As Disson applies the tag on Williams running by home plate. It'll be a double for Tillian. No run. Good relay here from Fergus.
Hits really Rincon. Unfortunate for Williams. He stumbled as he passed third base. The send was good, and he was on his way in, but couldn't maintain his footing, and that led to the good throw, able to get him at home.
We could see it developing from up here, and if it was a good relay, he was going to be out, and it was. So Clearwater, best defensive team in the league, by far, really. Makes a good play there. Tillian with his team-high 11th double. The game remains scoreless. Jacob Reimer will hit. This ball is smoked into center field. Now the Mets will get a run as Reimer drives home Tillian, and it's 1-0 Mets. They do it again in the first inning. Third straight game with the first inning run.
It's a big time smack there by Reimer. He just belts it into center field. Absolutely barreling that one. And the Mets, like you said, with another first inning lead, they've enjoyed that the last couple of games, leading to a couple of victories.
Reimer has been slumping and then turned it on basically midday yesterday. 0-4 in that suspended game, but had a two-hit game in this nightcap and then a sharp single here today. And there's a very telling stat. Mets at home score first, they win. The opponent scores first, the opponent wins. So I guess we can just close up shop now.
You don't have to play the next 8 innings, do we?
Yeah, 13 minutes into the day, let's just call it all off. Yoel Martinez yanks one foul.
Martinez, the owner of the Mets' longest hitting streak this year, was up to 10 games in a row before falling back into what has become another slump for him. So trying to battle back after a tough week.
He's been dinged up a bit as this ball is almost hits him. Trickles away a wild pitch that will send Reimer to second. And Martinez has been dealing with some nagging injuries. Played the first game yesterday, had two hits. And sat in game two. He's got a two-out RBI opportunity here. He waits on the 2-2 pitch from Jimenez. Slices that one back into the seats. Mets have three hits in this first inning. Good defensive play by the Threshers to nab Jit Williams at the plate, trying to score from first on a double. 2-2 pitch is high. Ball three. Payoff, and it's a strikeout swinging. Jimenez shuts down Martinez and gets out of the inning with some help from his defense, but not before the Mets get a run on the RBI single by Jacob Reimer with two down, 1-0 Mets after one.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stlucymets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
As scheduled, Juwomi Ramirez replacing Eliezer Hernandez for the second inning. Hernandez, a 1-2-3 first with three swinging strikeouts. Great start for his rehab. And now Ramirez with his ninth game and his fifth out of the bullpen. This season he'll be in for the long haul. And he throws a ball inside to Gabriel Rincones Jr. After Ramirez is done, we do expect to see Christopher Vasquez. See how far those two can take the Mets into this game. Conus Jr. fouls one back. Ramirez should be well rested. Hasn't pitched since last Sunday. He hits a tough hitter right out of the gate. And Rincones Jr. takes this fastball low. Two balls and a strike.
Probably no better arm in the Mets bullpen right now for Gilbert Gomez to call in than Ramirez. He's really established himself as the class of this relief staff.
That pitch inside, no challenge. Probably a good thing. 3-1 pitch, that one's a strike. Payoff pitch, swung on and missed the fastball. How about this start for both Hernandez and Ramirez? Four batters, four strikeouts.
Certainly can't ask for any better than that. But Ramirez has shown his live arm all season. He sports one of the lowest ERAs on the club right now.
Jordan Vyers at the plate. Laid in yesterday's nightcap at a leadoff double in the sixth and scored. Here he puts one in play. That's a change. Into no man's land. Sliding catch made by Martinez. First baseman turned right fielder.
Yeah, an incredible play there out in right field. Not fielding his usual position. Martinez on a dead sprint all the way in. Drops to a knee. And, man, you can't make it look any prettier than that. What a terrific play from someone not used to manning right field.
Full steam ahead. Two down. And a strike delivered to Disson. That's also one of the key elements to the Mets playing well the last six games. The defense has really turned it up a notch. Ground ball deep to third. That is going to be a fair ball out of the range of Reimer. And Disson is going to head to second. Here comes the throw by Thomas. And it will trickle in late. A two-out double for Disson, and he's the tying run out there at second base.
Great work with two outs. You can't place it any better than that as it just gets past Reimer and rides the line. Two-bagger with two outs with Threshers threatening.
That's right over third base. Might have even hit the chalk line afterwards. The right call, and it will bring up Chad Castillo. The two-out runner in scoring position situation. First pitch curveball is flowing into center field. Speeding in is in McIntosh. Makes the play. Inning over. A good beginning for Juwomi Ramirez. a strikeout, and then he avoids trouble after the two-out double. Mets will take their 1-0 lead to the home second.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke, you know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgating 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Esteban Jimenez, out for his second inning of work, will face Salazar, Villavicencio, and Lantigua. The Mets lead 1-0. Breaking ball inside for ball one. Fans, a reminder to join us on the Bally Live Crowd Zone. Chat away. Ask us questions. Some participation going on a Sunday afternoon. Salazar foul tips that pitch. He might have clipped Disson. The catcher, he looks back to give him a check. One is off the plate. We have an A-plus trivia question coming up for you. I mean, this might be the best one of the year. Got to pat myself on the back for this one. 2-1 pitch is fouled away right side.
Yeah, I'm not sure how you found this question. This one is absolutely fantastic, especially for the day.
I got an assist from an email, and it just kind of sparked a thought. This one's fouled away. Is that posted yet?
It's up. It's up now.
It's up. All right, we'll read it this inning. Let me bring up my Bally Live app. How dare I not have it up already? 2-2 pitch, and it's grounded hard to third, but right to Mignetti. Long throw coming. It's good, and Salazar is retired. Okay, the Bally Live trivia question. Today is the 15th anniversary of Pedro Martinez making a rehab start for the St. Lucie Mets. Which future All-Star started opposite of Pedro that game? Was it David Price, Justin Verlander, Mark Burley, or Clayton Kershaw? Was an event for those who were here, as they tell me. Ground ball, nice pick at first, but off the bag comes Castillo. Villavicencio, we'll see how official score Bill wants to rule this. That was a tough play on a number out towards short and third.
Yeah, Rincon able to glove it, does all he can with the ball, but over at first. You can see the rock forward by Castillo as his heel came off the bag. He does all he could to maintain his body position, but I think that's the right call there in the field by Nobu Goto.
And it's an error. You can tell as we slowed that replay down, Villavicencio is going to be out by quite a bit if there's a good throw. Well, Adrian Lantigua, who's catching today, get his first at-bat in, and he will swing over the top of a fastball. Yeah, so I think the umpire got it right, and I think official scorer Bill got that right. Safe and an error. This ball almost hits Lantigua. Lantigua's done a really nice job catching in only the two games he's caught. Yesterday at the plate, in the seven-inning game, only got to come up twice. what happens when you have to hit six innings as an offensive team and you're batting down in the order.
Well, the Dredgers have challenged.
They've challenged this pitch and they've won it. Called ball, challenged by the catcher, Disson. He wins that, overturned to a strike. It's 1-2 as opposed to 2-1. Villavicencio running, pitches a ball, throw is to the wide side of second. Villavicencio is safe. Disson puts that on the money. He's going to catch Villavicencio, who is now in scoring position after the error and stolen bag.
Yeah, absolutely right. Villavicencio did not get a great jump. It was a really good pop and throw there by Disson. Like you said, he missed the side completely.
So 2-2 on Lantigua. It was the seventh stolen base of the season for Villavicencio.
Let's give the Mets credit once again, forcing the issue. Not afraid to take off this game. Certainly having much more success this series than last.
Pitch is called a ball. It's actually a 3-2 count. So that is ball four. Lantigua takes his base. So even though the Threshers won a challenge during that at-bat, Lantigua still makes it on. So two on with one out. Brings up Blaine McIntosh from the nine spot. McIntosh a walk and an RBI single late in the suspended game yesterday, an 0-for-2 in game two. Knocks this one out of play. Blaine's sister Tristan belted out the national anthem yesterday, and that was some sight to behold. It was incredible. Ran into Blaine after the game. I said, is your sister professional? He said, yes. I said, I can certainly understand why. A lot of talent in that family. Pro baseball player and a pro singer. Said she does a lot of traveling and performing. 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed. McIntosh strikes out. Jimenez has his second out of the inning. He will have to face off against suddenly the red-hot Jet Williams. On a three-game hit streak. Two doubles yesterday. He's already got a single here today. Breaking ball is outside.
So impressive watching Jet stay in at bats no matter the count. It remains always calm and collected at the plate.
1-0 pitch is fouled back off the net. Oh, almost comes back and hit Disson. Be wary of those ricochets.
I think most impressive from this season from Williams. It has to be his ability to take pitches, especially close ones. Leads the team in walks. He's got 26 on the year. He doesn't get over anxious. Makes you beat him with the pitch. Doesn't give away too many swings.
1-1. Did that hit him? Came close. He's been plunked eight times this year. He was inches away from number nine. Breaking ball is fouled away. That's one that Williams would probably like to do over. That breaking ball just kind of crept back over the middle of the plate.
Yeah, very flat. Not enough drop on that pitch. It's one Williams should try and put back up into center field.
2-2 breaking ball. Outside. That prior pitch reminded me of the one from a week ago where Tomas Nito drove it out past left field. As Jet continues his career, those misses in the zone will eventually turn into hits. 3-2, runners go, breaking ball high, ball four on appeal, did not go. Jet Williams on for the second time in two innings. That is his 28th walk of the season.
There he is once again showing off that outstanding eye at the plate. After falling behind once again, not afraid to battle back, make you beat him over the plate. Sometimes that's a tall order.
So here is Jimenez in major trouble, but he does have two outs, bases loaded, and Ryland Thomas due to hit. That's trying to make it two innings in a row with a run. No mound visit from the pitching coach, Matt Hockenberry. He'll let his players try to get out of this. Mound visit number one, though. It counts when the players are involved. Thomas popped out what we thought was probably ball four in his first time up. And he bloops this one into shallow right. Rincones Jr. was playing shallow, and he will make the catch just behind Kemp. Looked like he might be in the way for a moment. And Jimenez avoids bases loaded damage. The Mets strand three, but lead 1-0 after two.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10-game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Inning number two for Jawome Ramirez. Worked around a two-out double in the second. Adam McDonald, John DeStefano here at Clover Park. Mets lead 1-0. Final game of this long homestand. 13 days, 11 games with one canceled game. On the road next week to Fort Myers. The Mets, I believe, have lost 13 of 14 road games. So trying to go to Fort Myers with a three-game winning streak. They can take this one. I'll miss being on Bally Live. Our TV broadcast. Kind of lonely on the road. Just a one-man radio show. Ground ball to Reimer. Nice pick. Goes to first. And that will retire Fergus. One pitch, one out. In the top of the third. Come to the nine man in the order, Phelan Mignetti. He takes the fastball at 90. This is a rocket shot that clears Williams into left. Solid base hit for Mignetti. He's aboard with a one-out single.
Nice job attacking the pitch on the outer half of the plate. Mignetti able to barrel that one into left field.
I'm going to check the exit velocity on that one once it populates in the research portal. Back to the top, and Rincon struck out against Hernandez to start the game. If you're just tuning in, Eliezer Hernandez made a major league rehab appearance for the Mets, started the game, pitched one inning as scheduled, struck out all three batters. Came off of a right shoulder strain. This pitch just misses away. So the New York Mets quietly starting to get healthier. Tomas Nito, dry eye syndrome, is already back in the big club. Omar Narvaez, another catcher, rehabbing with Brooklyn currently. Hernandez here with St. Lucie. Pitch is a strike. Verlander and Scherzer are going again. Verlander didn't have a great game last night, but always good to get healthy. 2-1 pitches lofted into the stands. Get that Mignetti line drive single. Of course, the internet doesn't want to cooperate. Why would it? Exit below, 98 miles an hour. So still a hard hit, but not quite the shot I thought it would be. 2-2, we'll have to wait. Hard throw to first there. By Ramirez checking in on Mignetti. Disengagement number one. Fly ball into shallow right. The wind blowing it in. Might be easier for Villavicencio, and it is. He puts it away about 15 feet into the grass. Rincon is the second out of the third. Easy does it for the sure-handed Villavicencio. Justin Crawford to the plate now. Struck out against Hernandez in the first. First pitch, a wild swing and a miss. Check swing. Mets want the appeal on that. And Antigua didn't get it. Call the ball, stays the ball. Another pickoff throw. Disengagement number one. It resets after an out is made. Ball out of play. One and two. Side, two balls, two strikes. Another fastball out to the seats. Have a light crowd on hand today on this Sunday. But a pretty good crowd for a Sunday in the Florida State League. A lot of folks down in the Budweiser Terrace enjoying a brunch, Sunday brunch. There's something called Boozy Brunch. Extra $15, you get bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys. Fastball is outside.
Definitely sounds like my kind of brunch.
One of these days, John, I'm just going to turn the whole Sunday game over to you and just go down and sit down there with the Silver Sluggers. There's Casey Blair, the trash can in the orange there. She heads up the Silver Sluggers and the Boozy Brunch.
Definitely a good way to spend a Sunday afternoon, especially in this gorgeous weather. 80 degrees right now. Breezy. Doesn't get much better than that. A sunny spring day.
Dry. That's the operative word. Well, this is a lengthy at-bat here between Ramirez and Crawford. It continues after that foul ball.
A really good at-bat to put together. One you come to expect out of Crawford. He's been so terrific at the plate.
3-2 pitch. Finally one put in play. A flare left side. Jet Williams into the grass. Runs it down for out number three. Another good inning of work. Two scoreless turned in so far by Ramirez out of the bullpen. He strands Mignetti at first. As you get another look at the battle won by Ramirez to send this game to the home third. It's 1-0 St. Lucie.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Junior Tillian will lead it off for the Mets in the home third. He scored the one run in the game after doubling first time up against Jimenez, who pumps in a strike. Was a double that resulted in Jet Williams being thrown out at home. And Williams, or rather, eventually scoring on the Reimer hit. Well placed fastball by Jimenez, and it's nothing in two. And a swing and a miss on the slider. And Jimenez dispatches Tillian on three pitches.
Number 25, third baseman, Jacob Reimer.
Good sharp biting action on that breaking ball. One of the better ones that Menez has snapped off, even though it was never in the zone. Similar pitch goes for ball one. There's activity in the Clearwater bullpen. This breaking ball stays up, and it's 2-0 on Reimer. Reimer in on the hands, fists this one out towards shallow left center, and it's caught by Crawford. Two quick outs recorded by Jimenez. And Reimer could not get extended on that pitch that busted him inside. Martinez struck out his first at bat. Takes one outside for ball one. And he skies this one way up. I mean way up on the infield. And it finally comes down into the glove of Rincon, the shortstop. Inning over. Best inning so far turned in by Estebanzon Jimenez. We go to the fourth on Valley Live.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask mom and dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Look at grounds crew Dave taking a couple of last wipes, swipes there. Grounds crew, great job all week here at Clover Park. I'm sure those guys grateful for the last couple of games. Not have to be on tarp duty. Field looks great as always. We start the top of the fourth. Ramirez, his third inning of work, and he throws a breaking ball for strike one to Otto Kemp. Clearwater just, or the Kemp challenged that late. He did. I was wondering if he would. We wait the result. And it's a win for Kemp and the Threshers. He probably almost ran out of his time to challenge it. A strike, and Kemp wants to challenge this one as well. No rule saying he can't. Strike. Now he's lost. So a win and a loss for Kemp on consecutive pitches. Don't see it often, but it has happened before. Here's a fly ball. Deep right field. Martinez on the move, and it's foul. Caught a break.
Yeah, this one would have fallen for extra bases for sure. Martinez unable to get there. Not known for his great speed out there in right field, of course, doing everything he can.
He's got the long legs and the long strides to make up for any lack of speed. Like it was in fair territory for quite some time. Wind is breezing in from right field, swirling towards the first base side. That might have helped push it foul. Threshers, their challenge check here. Two successful, one not, so two left the rest of the game. Mets have not challenged a pitch so far from Kenny Garcia. No fastball. Two balls, two strikes. Breaking ball. That one's down the line as well, but plenty foul, and Martinez go into the corner and collect another. A reminder on the Bally Live app to play the trivia question. The question once again. Today is the 15th anniversary of Pedro Martinez making a rehab start for St. Lucie, which future Major League All-Star was the starter opposite of the great Pedro Martinez. Swing and a miss on the changeup. Kemp strikes out. One gone in the fourth. The second strikeout for Ramirez.
Number 45,
has done really well to settle in after taking over for Hernandez in the second.
Ramirez is not really known as a power or strikeout pitcher, but can induce the weak contact. Shown to be efficient at times as Rincones Jr. takes the ball. I mean, for instance, in his last appearance against Palm Beach last Sunday, 5 innings, only 1 strikeout, but only 2 runs. Prior 2 outings, 3 strikeouts, 3 strikeouts.
Yeah, not a high swing and miss type of pitcher, but able to finesse, like you said, those weakly hit balls that are easily fielded and allow his defense to make up for the contact.
That fastball topped out at 94. His first 2 innings was around 91. He's starting to loosen up. Maybe the extra tick on that fastball will help him get some weaker contact or misses. Fastball at 94 as well, but too high. Fastball swung on and missed at 93. Back-to-back strikeouts for Ramirez here in the fourth. So Rincones Jr. has now struck out twice against Ramirez. Busher's lineup has cooled off as this pitch is a fastball for a strike at 93.
Really, the entire Mets staff taking note of the first couple of games, able to make adjustments over these last three. You see they're much more effective now.
Changeup gets across the top of the zone for strike two. Fastball swung on and missed, and Joelmy Ramirez, the non-strikeout pitcher, has just struck out the side in the fourth. Second time in 4 innings. The side has been struck out. We will go to the home fourth. It's still 1-0 St. Lucie.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
In the bottom of the fourth, the Mets have 1 run. Threshers nothing. Salazar, Villavicencio, and Lantigua scheduled to hit against Jimenez. He's retired 4 straight. And he starts this inning with the called strike. One pitch is sent back up the middle, but waiting for it is Kemp. Makes the play in plenty of time. Ball lost some steam as it sailed over the head of Jimenez.
Number 3,
DiVincenzo. He reached on an error, stole second, and was stranded at third back in the second inning. Takes a slider off the plate. Ball one. Hard ground ball deep to third. Backhanded by Mignetti. The throw low, but on the fly. Caught by Castillo. Nice play at the hot corner by Mignetti.
He's made a couple of nice plays at third. This one deep in the hole, basically from the foul line, able to gun down DiVincenzo. That's a couple of nice, very long throws. Gotten there in plenty of time.
It came out looking like it was low and going to skip, but it just had steam on it. Made it all the way. Tough chopper by Reimer out to short when Cone handles that. And three good plays by three infielders for the Threshers. It's back-to-back 1-2-3 innings for Jimenez. Sends this game to the fifth on Valley Live.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Yes, let's do that. As we get ready to start the fifth inning, cruising right along here, and we hope it stays that way. Looking at the radar, down just south of Stewart and Sewell Point, and a nasty thunder shower has popped up. You can see it out the back window. But that's about 10 miles down south. That's good bit away. Hopefully it stays down there. Burns out over by the Atlantic. And we can play uninterrupted.
This game's moving right along thanks to these two pitchers having a nice go of it on the mound. Locked in a real duel right now between Ramirez and Jimenez.
Different look as Ramirez starts with a curveball and then backs up with a knee-high fastball. The emphatic point by Disson, the catcher, thought that was low, and he is correct.
Confident challenge. Yeah, the most convincing signal I've seen all season.
Didn't even do the head tap, just pointed right to the ABS guy in the press box. Dan, that was a ball.
Yeah. You saw it, right? Yeah. You were up there, yeah.
Which is a strike. It's now 1-2. Blue Waters 1-3, lost one. They have two left. This one's fouled away. That's yet to challenge a pitch. So all three challenges remaining for them as this game carries on. They were robbed of a challenge game with the cancellation. Three ABS games and two challenge games. Six pitches outside. pitch misses. Did Ramirez, he kind of went towards his cap, maybe to straighten it out, not the challenge. 3-2 coming on Disson, and it's going to be a check swing. Ball four. So a walk to start the fifth, the first walk issue. This would be disappointing for Ramirez after getting ahead. A ball and two strikes to walk the leadoff man. Bring to the plate Chad Castillo. A brief consultation there with Lantigua.
He's done a pretty good job of keeping runners off the base pass. That's just his third base runner allowed this game.
First time the leadoff man has been on. First pitch, fastball, that gets in. Pitch out. Interesting. With Disson the catcher, the base runner.
One of the first pitch outs I've seen all season here at Clover Park. And in a, like you said, a very interesting spot for it.
Disson doesn't even have a stolen base yet this year. This ball is dribbled foul. And Threshers, in 43 games, have 104 stolen bases. Curious that would occur, especially right after a walk. Don't want to just give up a ball. But Ramirez is ahead 1-2 now. And he gets the strikeout. Breaking ball down and in fools Castillo. The fourth strikeout for Ramirez in his last five batters. Right on the heels of us, John, talking about how he's not a strikeout pitcher. Buries that slider down by the feet.
He must have heard you talking about Adam, and it looks like it upset him.
I'll show you guys. Five strikeouts on the afternoon now for Ramirez. As Fergus comes to the dish, and he will take fastball low and away.
That's been the thing about Ramirez, his last couple of appearances. Really nothing rattles him. Nothing has been able to play head games. That six-inch space between his ears, he has been locked in.
Narrow miss. And Ramirez has fallen behind the hitter for a rare time. 2-0. Three balls, no strikes. And Lantigua wants another visit. So two in short order. And that counts. See Kenny Garcia writing that down. So even running the ball halfway there and just handing it off, maybe speaking a word or two, will count. Have to be careful. The Mets have used 3 out of 7 of their mound visits. Still in the fifth inning. 3-0 pitch is swung on and driven into deep center. But the wind will help push it back. Caught by McIntosh for out number two. So Fergus rolls the dice, swinging 3-0. The wind blowing straight in from the outfield. And all he can do is hit it a few feet short of the track. And maybe the Thresher is feeling some pressure, John, the last couple of days now, having the offense shut down for one of the few times this season.
Yeah, they struggled to score runs these last few games.
Ground ball to Reimer. He will go the short way close, but Disson clearly out. Just like that, the inning over, so the leadoff walk goes nowhere. Another good inning by Ramirez. 4 scoreless for him. Halfway home in this finale. Mets lead by a run.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards.
When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Pitcher's duel continues on this Sunday afternoon. Esteban Jimenez, four innings, one run. Curveball. Bunt shown by McIntosh. He doesn't commit. It's called strike. One curve, high, one ball, one strike. Check swing, foul. Mets got a run in the first inning when Junior Tillian doubled and then scored on the ensuing single by Jacob Reimer. Prior in that inning, on the double, Chip Williams was thrown out at home. This ball is fouled away. Mets loaded the bases with two outs in the second without a hit. It's an error and two walks, did not score. And the Threshers really not had any great scoring opportunities. A two-out double by Disson in the second. One-out single by Mignetti in the third. He was stranded at first, and Disson walked to lead off the top half of this fifth. He was stranded. A line drive caught on a dive. Rinconas Jr., great play. That looked like it was going to get down for a hit.
Beautiful play in right field by Rinconas. Keeps his eye on the ball all the way. Dives at the last moment and just able to scoop it off the turf. Give that man a prize. What a terrific job on that play.
Blaine McIntosh, the runner. If that's a miss by Rinconas Jr., that's a triple, maybe inside the Parker. There was no help back there. So he sells out and gets it done. It's a break for McIntosh. Now Jet Williams trying to reach base for the third time today. Single in the first, a walk in the second. He's got a 2-0 count here. Swing and foul it back.
It's a couple of outstanding plays we've seen in right field today. Going back to the second inning, you saw Yero Martinez make that fine sliding grab. Now Rincones able to match him with a dive of his own.
2-1 pitch is over for a strike. Clearwater also had that great relay from Fergus to Rincon, the shortstop, to Disson to take a run off board for the Mets in the first, so Rushers enter today with a 981 fielding percentage, best in the league. They've gone above and beyond. There's a swing and a miss, and Williams strikes out. Two down in the home fifth. Jet out for the first time as the fastball beats it.
Still, even with that last strikeout, Jet with a nice close to this series. A couple of doubles yesterday. On base twice today.
Ryland Thomas 0-4-2. Takes the first pitch ball. the second pitch ball as well, as it was low. Another ball, and you see Disson point up again. Wants the challenge. It's a strike. So Disson, as the catcher, has won two challenges, and as a hitter, has won one. He's 3-for-3. Ground ball heading up the middle, and it reaches the outfield grass past the lunge of Kemp. Rylan Thomas, a two-out single. That's fourth hit of the afternoon.
Nice job there by Thomas. Was ahead in the count, sitting on a pitch over the plate and got one. And deposits it into center field for a two-out base hit.
Junior Tillian bounced back the first pitch. Tillian a double and a strikeout. Scored the game's only run back in the first. And balk called. Was that a balk? Yes. I think a balk might have been called before he awkwardly pitched without actually releasing the ball.
It looked like he might have started his motion twice, but on the second one, yeah, you can see he was never really ready to let go of that ball and just kind of lost his balance at the end. He was completely out of rhythm.
So Tillian with the hit could drive in a run, but it looks like that won't be the case as he flies out to Crawford in center. Nothing doing for the Mets. No runs, a hit, no errors, one stranded. Five innings in the books. Pitcher's duel, 1-0 St. Lucie.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Four scoreless innings for Joelmy Ramirez in relief of the starter, Eliezer Hernandez. Top of the order batting for Clearwater. Wait for a ball to clear the infield, and it's gone. Clock restarts, and we're ready for the first pitch of the sixth. And it's a fastball hit out towards center field. McIntosh is there, makes the grab. One pitch, one out in the sixth. It's time now to answer today's first trivia question. Today is the 15th anniversary of Pedro Martinez making a rehab start with St. Lucie. Which future All-Star started for the opposition? Options were David Price, Justin Verlander, Mark Burley, Clayton Kershaw. This pitch misses in. If you answer David Price, you are correct. We have a challenge. A ball stays a ball. So Mets lose their first challenge. Antigua gave it a shot. A floater on the infield. Caught by Vivasencio. too easy for Ramirez. So 15 years ago, the St. Lucie Mets hosted the Vero Beach Devil Rays. May 28th, 2008. Pedro Martinez, a rehab start, caused a lot of hubbub down here. SNY even sent cameras down here to cover the event. And Pedro was outdueled by David Price, 2-0. Price, 6 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 9 strikeouts, no walks. And he got the victory. After the game, Pedro said, "You need to go talk to that guy sitting in the other dugout." So, historic day 15 years ago.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Wenhui Pan is the new pitcher there for the Threshers. This will be his second appearance of the series. Pan replacing Jimenez, who did a really nice job. 5 innings, 4 hits, a run, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts, 70 pitches, 45 strikes for Jimenez. Can't get a win. Hope his offense can get him a run to get him off the hook, as Jacob Reimer will lead off against Pan. He was throwing 99 against the Mets in Clearwater, but only topped out at 94 in his first game this series. And he comes inside with 93 and nearly hits Reimer. Ball one. Reimer drove in the Mets' lone run back in the first inning. Breaking ball. Slider strike. Slider low, 2 balls and a strike.
Pond's been nothing short of lights out this season. Hasn't been used in long relief yet, mostly just 3 innings at a time, but he has been outstanding in the month of May.
Reimer flares one in foul territory. Nice running catch by Castillo, bumping up against the tarp. Stick that left arm all the way out.
Not really a surprise to see J.R. Murphy go to this right-hander in a close ball game. Did not allow a run in the month of April and has pitched to a 1.72 ERA in May. Really just outstanding every start he's made.
Throws one outside here to Martinez, and we have another challenge by Disson, and he lost one. So Clearwater's down to one challenge the rest of the game. Use wisely. Now 3 for 5. Pitches outside, 2-0. Pond got the win in game one of the series on Tuesday. 2 2/3. No runs, no walks, no strikeouts. Just 1 hit in relief of Aldegary. 2-0 pitch is swung on and missed. He came into the game with the two-run lead and the bases loaded, one out, and he got a double play. First batter he faced. Kept it a 2-0 Threshers lead. Making ball low. It was 2-0 Threshers with two outs in the ninth inning. They scored four to break it open. Closer than the final score would indicate. 3-1 pitch is low, ball four. Martinez will take the free pass and head down to first.
Good eye by Martinez. Just the sixth walk Pons issued all season.
Look at him take off all that stuff. At least he handed it to the bat boys. He just needs two hands to take it back.
No shortage of accoutrement for Martinez at the plate.
Eduardo Salazar is grounded out twice. He looks at a fast strike at the knees. Foul right side, and it's quickly nothing and two. Line drive, base hit up the middle. Martinez will hold at second. What a shot by Martinez, or rather by Salazar. Good effort out there at second base by Kemp trying to stop this. And it gets through. Mets have two on with one out.
Just out of the range of Kemp. The pace on that ball was just too much for him. A really good shot off the bat there by Salazar.
So a rare scoring opportunity in this game. Runner on second, one down, and DeVicencio up. And he will rocket this ball into left field. That chases Fergus back. Fergus still going. Oh, he made the catch, turning around at the last moment. What a play by Cade Fergus, taking a hit and a run away from the Mets.
What a job there by Fergus in left. An acrobatic bend of the bat, keeping the ball in front of him. I don't know how he was able to track that ball all the way into his glove, but give him a ton of credit for never giving up on the play and making an outstanding catch in left field.
Oh, it was better the second time around. Just a stellar play, and this ball is kicked away by Disson. Both Mets runners will advance. Martinez to third and Salazar up to second. A wild pitch. And that is a game-changing catch by Fergus. First of all, without the wind, that might be a home run. Martinez was going to score easily if that ball clears Fergus. That's to be set up for more. Now with Lantigua at the plate, two in scoring position. But two outs, and Lantigua fouls this ball straight back. So a huge at-bat in this game as Pond tries to strand a pair in scoring position while Lantigua, a hit could potentially give the Mets a 3-0 lead. Breaking ball and a beauty. Strike two.
Wouldn't this be a huge at-bat for the young unsung catcher who hasn't gotten a lot of time behind the plate yet this season, now finds himself in one of the biggest spots so far in this game.
Against one of the toughest pitchers in the league. Pons 1-2, and he strikes him out on the high fastball. What a great play in left field by Cade Fergus. Maybe a game-saving play for the Threshers. Reached the seventh inning. It's a slim lead for St. Lucie, 1-0.
Best tailgate brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude. Subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking. Burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Joelmy Ramirez will keep on keeping on here in the seventh inning. Five innings of relief so far, 62 pitches, that's it. He had his best inning, last inning, three breezy outs. And now he faces Gabriel Rinconas, who takes a strike.
Yeah, he's been wonderful so far. Effective and very efficient. Hasn't thrown a lot of stress pitches. Hasn't had a lot of traffic on the base paths.
Ground ball into right center field. This will be a tester as Rinconas tries to go to second. And he will reach as Martinez finally comes up with it. And a tying run just like that. In scoring position with nobody out in the seventh. It's a hard ground ball into the vacant area and right center field. You can see in our shot, no outfielders in the screen until late. No play to be made. So just moments after that Cade Fergus catch, which robbed DeVincenzo of a double, an RBI, maybe the Mets of two runs, which I've watched it no less than five times in the commercial break. Here come the Threshers, and Viers drives one deep right field. Martinez looks up. It's off the top of the wall. Rinconas being waved in. Here comes the relay throw by Villavicencio. It's late, and the game is tied. Viers narrowly misses. A go-ahead home run. We'll have to settle for the tying double off the wall. It's 1-1.
This one just torched out to right field. Martinez going back for it. Not sure he didn't get a piece of it with his glove as it glanced off the wall. Trying to make the relay throw with Villavicencio. That's not in time. And the Threshers have tied this game at one.
Back-to-back doubles for Clearwater in the seventh. Threshers' offense has been the best in the FSL all year. They've really been held in check the last couple of days, but just two batters, two doubles, and the Threshers are right back in this. Gilbert Gomez going to come out and make a pitching change. So trying to get Ramirez through six innings of relief. And he gets tagged here in the seventh, and we'll have to hope the new reliever can strand that runner on second.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
There's Christopher Vasquez, the new pitcher for the Mets. This has all gone according to plan. Hernandez for one inning, then Ramirez, and then Vasquez. Jordan Disson is the hitter. The go-ahead run at second base is a pinch runner, Marion Boyd. Fastest man on the Clearwater team, maybe the fastest man in the league. Certainly the fastest player the Mets have faced. And Disson will take a strike. O'Byers was in the pinch hitter or in the DH spot, so that's this change that certainly makes sense. Doesn't cost you anything defensively. 0-1 pitch is a bloop down the right side, falling in foul territory. Martinez, man, he's got a workout in today. In right field. I'm going to track down all those foul balls. It's 0-2. Vasquez looks back, the 0-2 pitch. A soft poke into center field, in for a base hit. Boyd with his speed will come around. Here's the throw home by McIntosh. Skips off the mound. And the Threshers go up 2-1 on the single by Disson. Three straight hits to open the seventh inning for Clearwater. And the Threshers are in front for the first time since Wednesday afternoon.
I think you're right, Adam. We can go back to the last inning and circle that catch in left by Cade Fergus as the turning point in this game. A completely different feeling now on the diamond. Threshers have taken the lead, and with nobody out, still with a man in scoring position.
A ground ball to second. DeVicencio will throw to first, and that will retire Castillo. He makes a productive out as Disson goes to third. You go back to the Disson single, soft poke into center field, Boyd running. Mets got to know that they can't get him. So the better play would have been just to throw it to the infield and keep Disson at first base. Now he's at third. Infield in as Fergus takes a ball. Yeah, that advancement by Disson from first to second was big. That allowed him to go second to third on that ground out. So a scoring opportunity without necessarily a hit for the Threshers as Fergus swings and misses at the slider. And that'll close the book on Joomi Ramirez. Five innings, four hits, two runs, a walk, and five strikeouts. Too bad what happened to him this inning. It's still overall an excellent appearance. This ball was fouled away. Vasquez pitched last Sunday, two scoreless innings behind Ramirez. 4-2 win over the Palm Beach Cardinals. Should be plenty fresh. So wait for the 1-2. In the dirt, good block by Lantigua. Saves a wild pitch and a run. Understand Vasquez with the runner at third and two strikes, trying to get the cheapy strikeout. How many times have we seen a pitcher do that in this league and then bounce it away and then comes the run from third anyways? Two pitches popped out of play. Breaking ball swung on and missed. A badly needed strikeout executed by Vasquez as he gets Fergus to chase. Keeps that third run distant at third base.
Good looking pitch. He starts it on the outer half, drops off the table and into the opposite batter's box. Completely unhittable. Inducing the swing and miss there by Fergus.
Well, Mets infield will back up as Mignetti comes up with two outs. Not out of the woods yet, as the slider is down and away. Nitty today from the ninth spot, 1-for-2. Single back in the third inning. Pitch below the knees. No challenge. Two balls, no strikes. Fastball out at 93. 3-0. And outside for ball four. Yeti head down to first on the four-pitch walk. Set runners up at the corners. Not the worst case there for Vasquez. Now he will have to face Brian Rincon, who's all of a sudden gone cold. Came into the series as the FSL Player of the Week. Had that big first game, reaching base four times. But hasn't done a whole lot since. 0-for-4 in the suspended game. He's 0-for-3 today. He takes this pitch inside. That nearly hits it. Vasquez has now misfired five straight times, and he does not appear very happy about it. One-oh pitch. That finds its way in. Foul or strike two. Vasquez has been on a nice run. Month of May, 1.59 ERA. Three consecutive scoreless appearances. He has to strand a runner on third to keep that streak alive. One-two pitch, and he gets the strikeout. Buries the slider. Throw down to first complete. Inning over. But it's an inning that sees the Threshers get three straight hits to start. Double, double, single. And the Threshers jump ahead 2-1. We're at the seventh inning stretch.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department is going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We just spotted this as we come back to the ballpark into the bottom of the seventh, and you see the fans enjoying themselves. But Yerel Martinez had to be helped off the field, walking under his own power, but Gigi, the assistant trainer, and Gilbert out there as well, helping him. Well, he did crash into the wall on an attempted catch on the Vyers double. And then he stayed in the inning, and he had to track down a foul ball and the speed for that. So he looked a little banged up, so he's unlikely to be back in the game. And this ball is smashed into center field by Blaine McIntosh. And the Mets have the tying run aboard in the bottom of the seventh. And Blaine was robbed of a hit last time up on a great diving catch by Rinconis Jr. This time he hits it where they ain't. And the order will turn over to the top. And Jet Williams, who has a single walk and strikeout today. Pond for Clearwater now pitching with the lead for the first time. Starts Williams with a high slider. Now Martinez's spot is a few batters away. He's in the fifth spot. We're in the first spot. We'll see what the play is. It's hard to imagine him continuing in this game. Two and zero on Williams, and a throw to first instead. McIntosh is safe.
I think that's a smart throw over in a close ball game. McIntosh with good speed on the base pass. Mets have not been afraid to send him yet this year.
2-0 pitch is inside, 3-0, and now the Mets would have to be crazy to send McIntosh. 3-0, he could be making his way down to second the easy way. Pons 3-0 pitch. Misses even further away, and here come the Mets. Immediately after losing the lead and then the tie, Mets responding here, putting the first 2-1 in the home seven. And you got the dangerous part of the lineup coming up with Thomas, Tillian, and Reimer. And uh-oh, there might be a medical situation here with Pond. Or no, maybe just a translate issue. It's not the trainer. Anytime you see a non-uniform person walk out there, you think, oh boy. So Pond from Taiwan might be getting some translation being done here. Garcia allowing this to carry on a little bit longer. I think he gives some grace period there for the translating. Pond's pitched so well all year, it's hard to imagine he's had to have a lot of mound visits.
probably not used to pitching in a spot like this either, with a man on first and second and nobody out.
Thomas is 1-for-3 today. The single came in his last at-bat. Mignetti at 30s, in on the grass, expecting a bunt. And here it comes, and it's a fastball outside for ball one.
Yeah, they've done their homework. They know Ryland Thomas apt to bunting, and with good speed, this could be a dangerous play if they're not ready. So Mignetti done his homework.
Thomas squares to bunt, pulls back, and takes ball two. And now, does it change for the Mets that Hahn has missed six straight times? Is Thomas still willing to give himself up? I'm going to guess yes, that even though it's 2-0, he'll be squaring, but being patient. He's going to pull back, now squares to bunt, and it's a wild pitch. Straight to the backstop. Now he doesn't have to bunt. And it's 3-0. Mets have the tying run 90 feet away.
For all the results that could have come out of this at bat, I did not see a wild pitch coming, especially out of the hand of Pond. But the Mets find themselves in a great situation now with second and third, still no one out. Ryland Thomas, I think I'd let him swing away here with 3-0.
He certainly won't be bunting. And he takes ball four. That is very strange. Eight consecutive balls thrown by Pond. That loads the bases with nobody out for Junior Tillian. And Matt Hockenberry, or rather J.R. Murphy, pitching coach, is going to make the change. A rare day where Pond doesn't have it. Banana Phone will greet the new pitcher. Mets setting the stage for a big inning. Down a run in the seventh. Bases loaded, no outs.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And John DeStefano with you from Clover Park, where it's getting exciting late. Wesley Moore is the new pitcher for the Threshers, the lefty. He faces Junior Tillian. Tying run at third, go-ahead run at second. First pitch, Tillian way ahead of a curveball for strike one. Came out of his shoes. Junior, a double way back in the first inning. If you're wondering, the Mets have not hit a grand slam this season. Sweeping breaking ball, strike two. Take a guess at what the next pitch is going to be.
Tillian tied up two pitches in a row with a breaking ball. Be surprised if Pond doesn't go right back to it here.
Moore's 0-2. Fastball. Strike three. Tillian, that's a bad at-bat. Three pitches and done. Only one was even close to a strike. Number Now Reimer. Single back in the first. 0 for 2 cents. Breaking ball. Strike one. It's a great speed out there on the bases. You probably couldn't ask for a better trio. McIntosh, Williams, and Thomas. Oh-1, fly ball, right field. Rincones Jr. makes the catch. McIntosh coming home. Here's the throw. It skips in. Not even close. Sack fly for Reimer. McIntosh scores. And we're tied again. It's 2-2.
Well, Reimer gets just enough on this to get it to shallow right field. And really not a great throw coming out of the hand of Rincones Jr. I'd like to have that one again. The Mets take advantage and have retied this game to a piece.
You can see Rincones Jr. kind of came in, was set up in a spot, and then took that one step back, trying to gain some momentum to it, but just not much on that throw. Mets will send Wilfredo Lara to the plate as a pinch hitter. Again, this is Martinez's spot, so we knew this was coming when Martinez limped off the field at the end of the last half inning. So Lars, the pinch hitter, and he'll probably go to right field in the eighth. Good base running by Jett on that sack fly. He advanced to third, knowing the throw would come home. So the go-ahead run is now 90 feet away. Lars in a pinch hit appearance will try to give the Mets the lead. Moore's first pitch. Swung on and missed. Another eager swing. It's at bases loaded, no outs. Now there's a runner on third, two outs. One run is in. Mets are hoping for more. Moore's pitch is popped up on the infield. Caught by Kemp. I think the Threshers would have signed up for that. Bases loaded, no outs, only allowing the one tying run. Missed opportunity for the Mets to take the lead. They do tie the game, and we're deadlocked after seven.
To those of you on the front line, and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Well, each team has two wins in this series. Both teams have two runs in this game. And there's only two innings left. It is a rare rubber game. Remember, all series, or most series, are six-game series. So you don't really get rubber matches. The first series of the year and the first series out of the All-Star break are three-game series. So those are really the only two scheduled times you can have a rubber game. Teams can be 1-1 heading to the finale. But because of the cancellation of one of these games, or the fifth and final game of the series, two apiece, as Vasquez delivers a strike and then a ball to Crawford. As working on 0-for-3 day. So Joel Ramirez is off the hook. Wheat Wen Pon is off the hook. This is between Vasquez and Wesley Moore right now. As Vasquez misses again, it's 2-1. And a foul tip, strike two. We talked about the Mets clutch hitting yesterday, crossed the two games yesterday, 10-for-20 with runners in scoring position. Today, 1-for-9. Ground ball out to second. DeVincenzo smooth, makes the play. And Crawford is 0-for-4. One down at the top of the eighth.
Clutch hits very much the name of the game. Mets leaving a lot of runners on base today. Not able to get big hits when they need them.
And, of course, part of that, you know, it all changes if Fergus doesn't make that ridiculous play in left field. This would be looking at 2-for-9 at worst. And probably, well, definitely having more than the two runs. Ball and a strike to Kemp. Now that catch and the diving catch by Rinconis Jr. in right field on the leadoff McIntosh play in the fifth inning. And Blaine's on first or second, if that ball bounces in front of Rinconis Jr., he's on third or scoring if it gets by him. So hat tip to the Threshers doing their part to keep the Mets offense limited today. 1-2 pitch is outside. The top three hitters in the Threshers order, Rincon, Crawford, Kemp 0-for-11. Five strikeouts. Full count. Payoff pitch. Strike three. No challenge. Make it 0-for-12 with six strikeouts. Top three.
Great looking pitch there by Vasquez, painting the outside corner knee high. Looks like it just caught the edge of the zone. Maybe if the Threshers had more challenges remaining, they might have taken a look at that one.
And they have one left. I guess they didn't want to use it there. I might have been tempted. At the point where if you're going to use that last challenge, you want it to be to keep the at-bat going. Earn a walk. There's a rip shot foul by Rinconis Jr., who started the rally for Clearwater in the seventh with a leadoff double. By the way, that called third strike, that was off the plate. Would have been a ball and a walk if he had challenged it. So sometimes we have a challenge here by Lantigua, and he is wrong again. Lantigua's challenged twice, wrong twice, both teams down to their last challenge. Stays two balls and a strike. Ground ball, well played. Jet Williams, a dart to first, inning over. Nice response by Vasquez. Mets tied the game up, and he has a 1-2-3 inning. The Mets will bat the bottom of the eighth, looking to break the tie. And we'll keep it up here on the broadcast booth. We forgot last inning, but here we are again. Adam, John. Boy, what an exciting time in this game, John. We've been here for 2 weeks now, seeing the Mets take on the two top teams in the Florida State League. Palm Beach last week. Mets won the last couple of that series. They've won two in a row against the top team in the league, Clearwater. And for our last game in a week here on Valley Live, could not ask for a better finish. Tied at two, going to the bottom of the eighth.
very back and forth matchup in a really close game. Seen some good pitching performances, some great plays in the field by both teams. And right now it's coming down to it. The Mets have really struggled in late and close situations this season, but here's an opportunity to take a win in the series from the best team in the league and finish out two series in a row with a couple of big wins at home.
Yeah, Mets can win their third straight game if they can take this one, and that would set them up nicely for their road trip next week to Fort Myers. A reminder, next week when the Mets are in Fort Myers to take on the Mighty Muscles, the Twins affiliate, we will be on radio only on stlucymets.com. Also a reminder, the Mets wore their special book jerseys yesterday. Bid on those on stlucymets.com/auction. The auction runs until June 9th. Proceeds go towards buying book vending machines for students here on the Treasure Coast. We'll send it back down to the field now. Come back on to the booth at the end of the game. The post-game show. That's enough of our ugly mugs for game time, as it will be Salazar, Villavicencio, and Lantigua. The three scheduled hitters here in the eighth. It's the third time that Salazar has led off. And I think he did so in the second and fourth as well. He has 1-4-3 with a single back in the sixth. Wesley Moore, what a great job he did. Bases loaded, no outs, surrendering only one inherited run. Not as good as you can ask for. 1-0 pitch, and that's been the pitch that's gotten him out of any trouble. Breaking ball that Mets just can't seem to pick up. One and two.
Very similar pitches back to back right there. Salazar out in front and over the top.
So that slider starts basically right down the pipe and then nosedives down and in. 1-2. Fastball at 93. It's a pretty good mix to go from 93 on that fastball to mid-70s, high-70s with that slide piece.
A really big adjustment you have to make from pitch to pitch as a hitter.
1-2. That one's off. Disson was going to use the challenge. This is the last one. Is he right or wrong? He's wrong, and they're done. Disson, he was hot early. Three for his first three, but he lost the last two, and now pressures are at the mercy of Kenny Garcia's strike zone. They agree or not. 2-2 pitch, a check swing, foul.
Very defensive swing there by Salazar. That one rode up and in on him.
Two-two pitch. There's the slider again, striking out Salazar. I think Salazar might have clipped Disson on that swing. Oh yeah, got him on the top of the mask, I think.
Largely unintentional, but never fun for a catcher to get contacted by a bat on a follow-through.
Now we've seen Marcell Ozuna and Will Smith of the Braves and Dodgers have a discussion last week.
Had that in mind as well. Ozuna, in fact, launched a home run and contacted Smith on one of the last exchanges between the two.
Flying to right. Villavicencio is out number two, as Conis puts it away. I believe Will Smith said he's been doing it a long time and I'm tired of it. And Marcell Ozuna basically said, this is the way I do it and I'm not changing. So, not sure what either really accomplished. But alas, here we are in the bottom of the eighth with two down, nobody on, and Lantigua at the plate. 0-2 with a walk today. He takes a breaking ball for a strike. Fouls one back below. Quite a few people sitting right below the booth. Now let's in the shade. It's a First Data Field logo shirt. I've seen one of those in a long time. Antigua Falls one away.
It's the throwback
name,
now.
Name of the ballpark before Clover Park. It was Tradition Fields. It was Digital Domain. And it was Tradition Field before that. And Thomas J. White Stadium. We're Clover for the long haul. As this pitch misses up high. Time call, this one by Lantigua. One-two pitch buried in the dirt, like a maybe a changeup, something different. Side, ball three. Payoff pitch, hacked on and fouled straight back.
Moore serving up his best stuff right now. Lantigua able to catch up to that last one. I think this next pitch is a take. Can't see Moore putting this one in the strike zone.
He did not. Even if it was a strike, no challenge. They're out. So a two-out walk. Lantigua becomes the go-ahead run at first base.
Yep, Moore went back to the breaking ball that was so effective for him the last couple of at-bats. Lantigua, good eye there. Now the Mets have a chance here with two outs. McIntosh at the dish.
It's one of the few times the Mets have laid off that breaking ball, maybe the only time. McIntosh, two good swings in his last two at-bats, a line out caught and a single. He fouls this one away. And you got the catcher, Lantigua, running, and McIntosh not a power hitter at the plate. That combo to try to get the third run across, something special would have to happen. Also, Leslie Moore, it's a tough matchup with this lefty action. McIntosh spoils another. You have the left fielder, Fergus, I won't say guarding the line, but he's a stone's throw from the left field line. McIntosh tries to slice it down there. Tough to get it past him. 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed the high fastball. So Moore takes advantage of that lefty-lefty matchup and ends the eighth. Coming down to the wire, the finale tied at two in the ninth when we come back.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Ninth inning, Marion Boyd leads off for Clearwater. He pinch ran for Jordan Byers, the DH, after Byers doubled. Boyd scored the go-ahead run for the moment. Now he takes strike one. One pitch just in. If not played an extra inning game, John, since the first game of the season. And 11 innings over Daytona. Ground ball, backhanded stop by Salazar. Even with Boyd's speed, not going to beat that out. Nice backhanded stop, and so important to keep that man in particular off the bases.
It's a nice play by Salazar, ranging to his right. Knows he has speed to deal with coming at him, but stays collected, able to make the sure catch, and takes it himself for the out.
Jordan Disson is up. RBI single gave Clearwater the lead last time. Also doubled and walked today. Really good day at the plate. Nearly gets hit here.
Is trying to get through his third inning in relief. Has not allowed an earned run to score. Has mostly kept traffic off the base paths. He's been pretty good so far.
Pitch misses, and it's 3-1. As Disson bids to get on for a fourth time today. Left to come back. Probably one he'd challenge if he had any left. And he burned two wrong ones while catching. It's 3-2. Vasquez already basically getting close to the windup as Disson gets back in. Payoff pitch, and it's strike three. Disson with some words to Kenny Garcia as he goes back to the dugout. Thought he had a walk. Instead, he strikes out. Fastball was zipped right in there. Nicked it, but squeezed by Lantigua for strike three. Two down in the top of the ninth, and Chad Castillo is up. And he will foul one off. That one sailing over the press box. Dan and Julian down there. Tonight, official score, Bill, on the move. Out the door he goes to try to find that ball. Hope there's a controversial play coming up. He's got to make a decision. Fly ball, deep right field. Lara is there on the track to make the catch. Only Castillo gave it a ride right into the teeth of the wind. Falls just shy of an extra base hit. And now the Mets will come to the ninth with the chance to walk it off for the first time this year.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
This is the man the Threshers want on the mound, Jack Dallas. He's been their late-inning guy all season. 2-1 record, a 0.38 ERA in 15 relief appearances. He has five saves, two holds. He's finished nine games. He did pitch against the Mets earlier this week and, quite frankly, looked gettable. Two innings, two hits in the 6-0 Clearwater win in the opener. He did scuffle a couple of walks. He only threw 16 of his 31 pitches for strikes. He had traffic on the bases, but he put up the goose egg. And he will be the top of the Mets lineup, Williams, Thomas, and Tillian. First pitch, a fastball at 91. Or strike one. And a slider down and away. Mets do not have a walk-off win this year. They're 8-17 at home. Williams takes the slider for a strike. Go back to that very first game of the season against Daytona. The Mets had the winning run on third base in the 10th inning with nobody out. Could not score. Lost that game in 11. 1-2 pitch is lined into the glove of Rincon at short. Had the leap, which might have been unnecessary, but theatrics of it. Just off the end of Williams' bat. One gone. And now Ryland Thomas is up. They suspect bunt again. And Yeti in on the grass at third, and he will take a ball low. I'm told that Eli Ankeny and Elliot Johnstone are both warming up in the Mets bullpen. Potential 10th inning. Ground ball right into the pie slice. They're waiting for it. Was Rincon. He makes another play. First two Mets here in the ninth have been retired. Junior Tillian, who has two home runs and leads the Mets with 10 doubles, including his 10th today. Back in the first will come up. First pitch, fastball low. Tillian, last time he came up, bases loaded, no outs, struck out on three pitches. Might find himself in a spot where he can continue this inning as he takes a ball high or end it. Pitch, a grounder to third. And Yeti up with it. Over to first. Inning over. Jack Dallas makes it look easy. Retiring the top of the order. 1-2-3 in the ninth to send us to free baseball. We'll go to the 10th inning for just the second time this year and the first time in 44 games.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
We're set for the 10th inning, not even 2 hours and 20 minutes into this game. Right now we're at the 220 mark. There's Eli Ankeny, who's been nails for the Mets this year. He has not allowed an earned run in five appearances. Eight innings, only two hits, and 14 strikeouts. And the free runner at second base is Castillo. Refamiliarize herself with these minor league rules. 10th inning, runner starts at second. The man who made the last out in the ninth, that's Castillo. Fergus is at the plate, and he will fly one off the end of the bat into shallow center. This is going to be tough, and it's Jet Williams making the play. McIntosh started way back, and with the wind blowing in, Jet had the Jet on out there and make the play. So Fergus, look at Jet. I mean, he was head down and running. It wasn't just backpedaling out there. It was a full sprint.
Yeah, terrific awareness there by Jet, knowing he's the only player that can get to that ball, able to find his way under it, put away the first out.
There was a swing and a miss, and that one looked like Mignetti might have caught a piece of Lantigua. And we're going to get time here. I think Mignetti used that timeout. See, wipe off the plate to give Lantigua a moment. So that's a big first out for Ankeny. Always important for that pitcher to try to get that first out without allowing the runner to go to second, basically forcing the other team to now get a hit to bring in a run. Now there's other ways to do it, but the ground out, the sac fly out of the equation. Here's a ground ball to Williams. He will throw on the run to first for the out. And Mignetti's retired. And Castillo down to third. Another good play by Jet. Had to hustle. High throw, but Salazar, no problem reaching up.
Yeah, this one, a low bouncer. Really a challenging play. He had to charge it, but made a terrific throw. And even though the runner made his way to third, Mets with two outs on the verge of getting out of this inning with no damage.
Well, Rincon is at the plate, and he will take a fastball high, 93. Shallow flyout and the ground out. Threshers have not scored that free runner. The 1-0, high for ball two. Rincon, after a great opening game in this series, has really struggled. Today, two strikeouts and four at-bats. The 2-0 pitch, a strike on the corner.
Good-looking fastball there from Ankeny.
In case you're wondering, no, you do not get an extra challenge if you ran out in regulation. 2-1 pitch is low, three balls and a strike. Three-one, foul back. the count is full.
And he went after him again with a fastball there. And Cone did just enough to catch a piece.
Payoff pitch. Rincon takes outside for ball four. And the top of the 10th will continue with runners now at the corners. And Dan McKinney will make a beeline out to the mound ahead of this Justin Crawford at bat. Looked like a overthrow as McKinney wants a new mound visit clock. It was already down to 6 seconds by the time he got to the mound. So big spot here for Ankeny. It was a big spot as he faced Rincon, but no damage done on the walk. But the goal for the Mets and Ankeny here is to get the out, get this game to the bottom of the 10th with Tillian, the winning run at second base. You have Reimer, Lara, and Salazar due to hit. The Mets have not really found themselves in this position very often. The first game of the season, no extra inning games since.
The trouble with the walk for Ankeny is, yeah, there's no damage done at the moment, but it does bring Justin Crawford to the plate.
Well, it is a lefty-lefty matchup, and Crawford has really scuffled this game. He's 0 for 4 as well. Again, Rincon, that walk here, the first time one of the top three batters in the Threshers order has reached base today. And we're combined 0 for 12. With six strikeouts. Ankeny's 0-1 pitch is sliced foul again. Some healthy cuts here by Crawford, but he's behind 0-2. And now, John, we mentioned this earlier in the game. 0-2, you want the strikeout, runner on third, must be wary not to throw it away.
Don't want to give away a run cheaply. Especially when you're ahead in the count with two outs on the board.
0-2 pitch, and it's fought off again. Fastball at 92. And we'll pause as Alan Thomas goes to get that ball. And he throws it to nobody. Nobody down in the beach house today to make friends with him. Another 0-2 pitch coming from Ankeny. Another ball lashed out of play left side. And Crawford late on all these, but some solid contact. Ankeny's eventually setting up for a breaking ball. O-2 pitch, check swing. The Mets think he went. Oh, he did not. He could have gone maybe either way. Nobu Goto, the field umpire, has had a very quiet game, which is a good thing. Crawford checks up, and it's a ball and two strikes. Breaking ball high, or fastball high, rather, and it's 2-2. Crawford battling. Betting off some tough pitches, laying off the last two, the 2-2 pitch, check swing, and a foul. He's just trying to protect himself, and he makes contact.
Let's give Crawford a ton of credit for staying in this at-bat. He fell behind 0-2, and now has seen five pitches in a row, has not made out.
2-2 again. And a fly ball, deep left field. This one's going to slice out of play. Home run distance. Landing on that boardwalk, but left the foul pole.
You see the danger right there. Justin Crawford brings to the plate with him. That one just feet away from changing the complexion of this game entirely.
And he does not have a home run yet this season. No, he has the strength now. 2-2 pitch again. He checks his swing on the breaking ball. What an at-bat Crawford is turning in.
Probably the best battle of the day we've seen so far at the plate.
game on the line. Bush is trying not to squander that free runner at second. Payoff pitch. Rincon will be going. And it's grounded to Williams. He's got to go fast. Here's the throw. Oh, on the money. What a throw by Jet Williams. It's the speedy Crawford. Ankeny wins the battle. The free runner is stranded, and the Mets will have the winning run at second base in the bottom of the 10th when we come back on Bally Live.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Here we go in the bottom of the 10th. Jacob Reimer at the plate, and he takes a breaking ball from Jack Dallas for strike one. No bunt shown. That's Tillian, the winning run at second base. One pitch in the dirt, good stop by Disson. I've had a key wild pitch in this game back in the seventh inning when the Mets tied it up. I have Reimer and then Lahr to follow and then Salazar if necessary. 1-1 pitch. Ooh, hits Reimer in the back. Go down the first. Now, in the grand scheme of things, that really does not matter.
Nope, no situational change for either team. The only base runner that matters right now is Junior Tillian on second base. So the only thing this will change is the batter. And that'll bring Wilfredo Lara up.
I'm going to guess he's still not going to be bunting. It does put a force at every base. Lara takes the breaking ball low, and another stop by Disson. It's been tested a couple of times here. Lara pinch hit for the injured Martinez in the seventh, popped out. He's been the Mets' big bopper since joining the club earlier this month. 1-0, and a healthy cut rounds it away. It is TMI fifth homer yesterday. Just his 21st game. Doesn't need the homer here.
Yeah, after missing the entire first month of the season, he's now just three off the pace for the league lead.
Dallas's pitch is grounded hard but foul. Gatillion on second. Not the fastest, and he did have that very strange play yesterday where he was on second base. Reimer singled, and Tillian was thrown out at third. He's got a bad read. And he's going to have to be at his best. The shuffle steps on contact and ready to take off. One-two breaking ball deep to third. That is a foul ball. Close. part of the reason why, and yet he missed it because of this foul. Yeah, fair boy probably gets it.
Yeah, I think if this one stays fair, it would have been a tough play for Mignetti at third to get Tillion. No one available to throw the ball to. I'm not sure he would have beaten him to the bag. That might have gone down as an infield hit.
Instead, just a foul strike and another 1-2 pitch coming from Dallas. And it's a ground ball up the middle. The throw will go to first. It's wide, and everybody is safe. A slow bouncer past the mound. The second baseman, Kemp, couldn't turn two. He couldn't go to second. Goes to first. Clearly, Castillo just concerned with coming off and catching it. And now the Mets are in prime position to walk off the Threshers here at Clover Park. You see Scott Oda is going to trade with Tillion as the pinch runner at third base. As Salazar's got a chance to win it. John, that ball is 5 feet to the right. You're looking at a double play.
Yeah, you can't ask for a better result on a softly hit ground ball up the middle there that stayed in the infield.
So, infield in for the Threshers. The play is at home. Oda, the winning run on third. Salazar, the batter. First pitch, inside, ball one. A walk, a hit by pitch, a wild pitch, a pass ball, a hit, an error. A sack fly, all win it for the Mets. The 1-0, outside, two balls and no strikes. Now Dallas has to bring it here, and Salazar's got to be ready to swing the stick. The 2-0. Ground ball to third. Play is coming home. And Oda's out. No throw to any other base. And Salazar very upset at himself as he bounced out on the fielder's choice to third. Pounded it into the turf. Mignetti gets the play at home. And you see Disson fakes the throw to second. So, one gone. Base is reloaded. And Villavicencio will hit. And 2-0, Salazar was thinking like we were, John. He's going to get a pitch to hit, and he really did not. That was a great pitcher's pitch by Dallas. The sinker low in the zone. Infield stays in for the Threshers. Villavicencio takes the slider for strike one. Not only is the infield in, but the outfield has crept in, too. Reimer, now the winning run at third base. Not the speed of Oda. 0-1, fly ball, center field, Crawford ranging back. This should do it. Reimer leaves on time. No throw. Walk-off win for the Mets at home for the first time in 2023. Villavicencio wins it on the sack fly. And the Mets win their first series of the year. They take 3 out of 5 from the top-ranked team in the Florida State League. What a great finish to this homestand for the Mets. Started off poorly, but they end up winning 5 of the last 7 games, including 3 in a row. And that will send the Mets to the Memorial Day off day with a big smile. Second 3-game winning streak of the season. And the first walk-off celebration of the season. Villavicencio gets it done with the sack fly to center field, bringing home Reimer. And it's a 3-2 Mets final. In 10. Winning pitcher, Eli Ankeny. Losing pitcher, Jack Dallas. Mets now 13-31. Threshers dropped to 31-13. Great game, great weekend. Good vibes all around for this St. Lucie team right now. As they end up 5-6 on this homestand. They entered it on a 5-game losing streak. It ended up spiraling to 9 games in a row, but this team played well down the stretch in the homestands, and a lot of reasons to celebrate here at Clover Park on this Sunday afternoon. We'll step aside, come back with the postgame show to wrap up a very exciting 3-2 extra inning win over the Threshers.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the... Mets postgame live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. What a day. Great ball game. 3-2, Mets win. Mets led for a long time. Threshers took the lead in the seventh. Mets answered right back. And then they won it in the 10th. Eli Ankeny keeping the free runner from scoring. The Mets getting the hit and the sac fly they needed in the bottom of the 10th to get their first walk-off win of the season and their third straight win of the year, and they've now won 5 of the last 7 games, doing so against the 2 top teams in the league. As we roll through the highlight package, it started with Eliezer Hernandez. Major League Rehab start. What a Major League Rehab start it was. It was a scheduled 1-inning appearance, and he struck out all 3 batters he faced. Only 15 pitches needed. And Junior Tillian with a double in the bottom of the first. A great relay here from Fergus to Rincon to get Jet Williams at the plate. That kept it a scoreless game, but immediately Reimer laces a single into center. That scores Tillian, and the Mets had a 1-0 lead after one. It stayed that way for a very long time. Meanwhile, Joelmy Ramirez, an excellent start, helped out by its defense. Great play by Martinez in right field, usually the first baseman, today the right fielder. He got banged up late and got hurt. See how he is when this game is over. Meanwhile, it's a pitcher's duel for a long time. And I see Rinconis Jr. makes a great catch, robbing Blaine McIntosh of a hit. Estebanzon Jimenez did a great job matching Joelmy Ramirez. There's maybe the play of the game for the Threshers. That would have been a run-scoring extra base hit for the Mets. Instead, it kept a 1-0 Mets lead. And then here's a double by Fires high off the wall, an RBI double in the seventh. This ties the game at 1 as Ramirez is tagged for back-to-back doubles to start the seventh inning, the first by Rinconis and that one by Fires. Up comes Jordan Disson facing Christopher Vasquez. First batter against Vasquez singles, and the lead there is with the Threshers. But the key point, Disson was on third with one out. There's a strikeout by Vasquez that keeps Disson at third. He would end up stranding Disson at third base to keep it a 2-1 deficit. And the Mets tie the game on this sac fly by Reimer in the seventh inning. They had the bases loaded and only got the one run. But in the end, it mattered not because there's the sac fly by Villavicencio to end the afternoon. So the Mets get their last 2 runs there on sac flies. Another great job of pitching today. Timely hitting. The Mets did not hit well with runners in scoring position today, but John, they did enough, and you could see Tillian right there. He was, or rather, Villavicencio right there, super excited. He had some chances earlier in this season in big spots, was unable to come up with the hit, but that one, it seems like it was worth the wait.
Yeah, it certainly was, and you love to see the excitement from Villavicencio. You know he struggled at parts of this season. You know he wanted to be the man today. He certainly came through for his club in the biggest spot that they found. And yeah, it wasn't pretty at times, but you know, when a spot that the Mets are in this season, the kind of season they've had, 3 wins in a row and a closing victory at home, a series win for the first time this year, a W is a beautiful thing.
Yep, Clearwater, after their win on Wednesday afternoon here at Clover Park, had beaten the Mets 8 times to start this season. The Mets end up winning the last 3 against the Threshers. The two teams are not scheduled to face each other again the rest of the season, but they played some very entertaining games down the stretch. And what can you say about this Mets pitching staff? I mean, just 2 runs in the suspended game yesterday, only 3 runs in the second game yesterday, and only 2 today. That was a great job by this pitching staff all the way through, ending with Ankeny stranding that tying run on second base with no out. So great performance all around by the St. Lucie Met team. Glad they could send these home fans out of Clover Park with a victory. And now it is time to move ahead. Mets are off Bally Live for the next series. We are at Fort Myers next week, radio only on stluciemets.com. We will be back on Bally Live and MLB TV and MILB TV in June, starting Tuesday, June 6th through June 11th, to face the Daytona Tortugas. Those games 6-10 Tuesday through Saturday, 12-10 on Sunday. In Fort Myers, we have 7 o'clock games Tuesday through Friday, Saturday at 6 and Sunday at noon. So we'll go airtime on the St. Lucie Mets radio network at 6:50 on Tuesday. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Clover Park, the St. Lucie Mets 3, the Clearwater Threshers 2, in 10 innings. For John DeStefano, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Sunday afternoon. We hope all of you out there listening and watching on Bally Live have a pleasant Memorial Day.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.